Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, you know, Tom Cruise's young little daughter caused quite the stir when she was spotted wearing high heels at the age of three. The age of three? How could you wear high heels? But the grown-up style is taking playgrounds across the country by storm. According to recent research, the sales of fashion footwear for young girls has grown substantially. So substantially, in fact, that now high heel shoes for young girls is a billion-dollar industry. Joining me on the line, Australian Podiatry Association spokesman Brendan Brown to shed some light on this. How are you, Brendan?
I'm well, thank you.
What's going on out there? They may have scoffed at Katie Holmes' decision to let her little daughter wear those high heels, but why are people now bending to the trend?
Look, it's amazing to me that I watch, and I think it stems from parents wanting their kids to be little thems. So they want them to be little mums and dads. So I watch even my younger brother who puts his little fella in a pair of Converse, for example.
Yeah.
And I think what we like to do is we like to put our kids in what we wear. So mum wears a pair of high heels, and not only does little Sally like the idea of wearing high heels, but mum thinks it's kind of cute that she wears them as well.
So we do
T-shirts and shoes.
So we're now creating mini-me's.
We're creating little mini-me's, you know. You watch the amount of people that, you know, mums will wear a certain set of clothes, and so little daughter will want to emulate them exactly wearing the same thing, and now so it's gone from, you know, as I said, from T-shirts now to shoes.
When I was a young boy, the big deal was if you had a pair of Volley OCs. And, you know, that was a big deal, you know. If they were new, that was even better. But, you know, what are the risks for young kids wearing stuff like this? I mean, there's got to be risks, hasn't there?
Oh, look, you know, the thing about it is if your auntie, your auntie buys you a pair of fairy high heels for a fairy costume and you wear them for, say, you know, an hour whilst you do dress up, that's fine. But what we're seeing problems with is these kiddies wearing them out shopping or to a party for long periods of time, because it's really having dramatic changes to their joints and to their bones.
Yeah, and it must put a lot of stress on their young little backs. And you know, if they're going to... the other day I was with my little niece down at the park, and there were a lot of little girls wearing high heels running around on playground equipment.
Yeah, it's just not safe. And sadly, it's okay for mums, because little growing bones up until, you know, we know, up until the age of 16, but in little kids, their bones are still developing at a rapid rate. And so if we're putting their bones in an unusual position and we're putting unusual forces on those bones, then sadly we can create, you know, real problems with their posture and things. What you tend to find is that in a high heel, if you're standing in a high heel, it actually lifts your centre of gravity and pushes it forward. So that's a real problem. The other thing that can do is obviously put lots of pressure on your lower back and on your hamstrings, but not only that, but on the developing bones in the foot. And you don't want that to happen for days on end or for hours on end, in fact.
I mean, really, in a way, I'm using it loosely, but it's really like a form of child abuse. I mean, you're setting your kid up for major problems.
Yeah, look, you know, I understand that parents think that they're doing the right thing by their children, but really what they need to be doing is considering, should I be just letting them do a little bit of dress-up, or should I be letting them do wearing these for hours? And the simple answer is, you know, I understand kids want to dress up and emulate mum and be just like mum and dad, but little girls should only be wearing these for half an hour to an hour when they're doing dress-up, maybe once a month or twice a month at most, and not really doing this for a long time, because it really can do them significant damage.
For our listeners listening in, what's one case that you could say is the worst case you've ever seen of what happens to little girls that wear high heels?
Oh, look, you know, the concern to me is little girls that are, in fact, as early as 10, getting corns and bunion formations on their feet. And that's way too young.
Brendan Brown there, adding a little take there on the stiletto. And for more information, go to mindfood.com.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.